Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Here's Jason. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man. Hey. We're gonna try to get you some help this morning, bro.
All right. Thanks, man.
Okay. So here's how Love, Lost, and Found works if you're a new Burt Show listener. You meet somebody out. Could be at a restaurant. Could be at a bar. Could be anywhere, right? You guys feel like there's some kind of vibe or some kind of attraction going on. But there's that awkward time when you're saying goodbye. Like, do I get the phone number? Do I not get the phone number? And for whatever reason, you sissy out. So you end up going one way and she ends up going the other or vice versa. Then you start thinking, man, I mean, what did I have to lose? I'm probably never going to see her again. Why didn't I do it?
Once in a lifetime moment.
Well, we hope that it's not a once in a lifetime. If you call us, what we'll do is we'll give as many details as we can out right now. And then with any luck at all, somebody is listening right now that knows this AirTran flight attendant, and we could get her on today or in 24 hours, whatever. So, Jason, why don't you give us a little history here, where you met her. Just run us through the day and give us all the details that you can about her, and maybe somebody listening knows who she is.
Okay.
All right, go for it, man.
She was on a flight from Atlanta to Dallas, and that flight was delayed. She was stuck on the runway, because this was Friday, and the weather was so bad. So it ended up taking like 5 hours to leave, you know, just to get to Dallas. And on that flight, I remember I was listening to their conversation while we were on the shuttle. Soulja Boy and his crew was on that flight.
Okay.
And she was talking about that.
Okay.
So it's the same flight that Soulja Boy was on.
Okay, that could be a really big hint right there. This is an AirTran flight on Friday. It was delayed like 5 hours, and we know that Soulja Boy was on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
No, it wasn't delayed 5 hours. It took 5 hours to get there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. anyways, I first met her because I was waiting at a shuttle. Like, shuttle stopped waiting for my hotel to come pick me up because I was actually at the airport waiting to come back to Atlanta. My flight got canceled like at the last minute.
Okay.
So while on the shuttle, I was just, you know, mind my own business, you know, I'm just like trying to get to my hotel. I'm tired. I was at the airport since like 4 o'clock, and this was already seven o'clock at night. And you know, she's having a conversation, and then she just kinda looks over at me and just says, "So, are you airline or are you a normal person?" Exactly. So I just smiled at her. I was like, "I'm a normal person, just trying to get home like everyone else." You know, I asked her if she was based out of Atlanta. She said she was. And then I was actually in Texas to do some training for Six Flags over Georgia. And on my way to the hotel, we drove past Six Flags over Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "Oh my God, there's a Six Flags here," and stuff. And then she started talking about like how much she loves Six Flags over Georgia, how she goes there for her birthday and stuff. And then in my mind, I was like, "Oh my God, there it is." But I didn't say nothing. You know, I was just like, because she wasn't really talking to me, you know.
So that could have been your in to a longer conversation.
You're like, "Hey, I work for them."
Right there. Yeah. Totally.
Okay.
You chickened out.
You did.
I did. Well, I was tired, but yeah, I chickened out.
Yeah. Destiny's window opened, and you let it shut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So and then we pulled into our hotel, and it was pulled into my hotel, and then one of the captains was like, this is not it. And so the driver starts to kind of turn around, and I start freaking out. So I was like, "Yo, this is my hotel. Like, you need to stop here." You know, and then she goes, "Are you sure? Are you sure you don't want to ride around with us? You know, it'll be fine."
God,
there it is.
Two wins.
There was a lot of them. and I was like, you know, I totally would, you know, if I knew I had a spot to stay there, but I know I got a spot here, so I'm going to go ahead and just get out here. Driver turns around, pulls up, you know, and I start, you know, heading out, and she's like, "Well, you know," she wishes me a safe flight home, and I did the same. And at this whole time, like, not a lot of it was registering. You know, I was just trying to get in my room, drop my bags, because I was supposed to be home.
Mm-hmm.
I get to my room and I just kind of drop everything and take a sigh, and then it just hit me like a freight train. Like, I was like, wait a minute. Like, all of these things couldn't have happened. Like, it had to happen a certain way. Her flight had to be delayed. The guy at the Dallas airport had to know that Atlanta airport was having problems. If he canceled that flight any earlier, I would have been gone. You know, or I would have caught another flight home, maybe. Just things like that. And so, I mean,
I get that. You know how it is when you're traveling, you're stressed.
Especially in that weather and stuff.
You're not focused. You're just like, man, I just want my head on a pillow
tired
right now.
I'm trying to get there.
She's giving you all the clues, and if you could just slow things down, you would have seen them, but you don't see them until after.
Well, and she wasn't like that because she does it for a living.
Right.
So, like, so she wasn't stressed out. So she was, like, checking you out. Like, hey, you want to ride with us?
And she,
hey.
You know, most girls don't approach. And I was like, is this really happening? I was just like, okay, she's probably just being nice.
We have an AirTran flight attendant that's based out of Atlanta. Outside of that, did you see a name tag? Did she give you a name? Did anything else that you heard?
No, it was a crew of five. I think she probably was working the coach simply because of her uniform. There was a male and female pilot. She did have with her in her carry-on bag like a full loaf of bread.
That's random. A loaf of bread in her carry-on bag.
Okay.
Hilarious.
I thought that was weird, but then I was listening to the captain talking, I guess, you know, because you never know if you're going to get stuck in it, you could even leave the airport. So that makes sense.
But I think that, you know, especially if we found out which flight exactly it was that Soldier Boy was on from Atlanta to Dallas, is that what you said?
Right.
Then they would know exactly what attendants were on that flight.
That helps big time.
Because
only five or six work a plane, so if we knew the number of that flight, that sure would help us sort of narrow down our search. We could even call over to AirTran at that point, corporate, and see what we could do.
Mm-hmm. And what's about a physical appearance? What did she look like?
Brunette, tall, slender, like definitely, like I think she could be a model if she wanted to be. Full of energy, and like actually that's what caught my attention first, because she was coming down the escalator and I heard her voice and I was like, oh, this is going to be a hot girl. And sure enough, when she came down, I was like, just like, wow. And I was, you know, hoping that we might end up at the same hotel, because then I can probably talk to her then. Oh, she did. I know where she stayed at. Because they went to the hotel. She stayed at the Hyatt Place in Grapevine, Texas.
Okay. Hyatt Place in Grapevine.
Okay.
which may be the one hotel that all AirTran staff stays at. So I don't know that that's really going to help us all out all that much. But if it's not, then that would help us.
What about where she was from originally? Did you ask her that?
No, there wasn't a lot of talking going on. Like, you know, I was trying to get
She was trying. All right, here's Jenny. She said we may have a clue in here that we didn't even know.
Okay.
Hey, Jenny, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. I was just saying I have a few friends in the airline business that work for AirTran, and I know that the senior flight attendants who've got seniority with the company, they get paid. Flight attendants get paid by mileage, and that's how they log their hours.
Mm-hmm.
So the less senior attendants take shorter legs. The senior attendants would get a longer flight to Dallas or L.A. or somewhere like that because they can log more mileage in hours.
So she's been with the company for quite a while is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, most likely she's got some seniority if she's taking a flight from Atlanta to all the way to Dallas. And I have a really good friend who's a pilot with AirTran, so if he can get me that flight number, I can get the roster of who attended that flight.
That, I think, is our biggest clue right there, is we somehow, some way, got to figure out that flight number based on Soldier Boy being on that flight. You know, like somebody at AirTran must have said something to somebody else that I was working this flight or Soldier Boy. As soon as we get that flight number, then I think everything else opens up to us.
Because I'm glad Soldier Boy was on that flight because it would be so generic otherwise. You know what I mean?
Then we've got nothing really to go with. People have only, some are calling up and didn't hear the entire story. He wasn't on the AirTran flight. He was on a Delta flight.
Right.
She was working an AirTran flight, and that's why we don't have the flight number.
And if we had the flight number, then we could easily narrow it down to who she was.
And the only thing we know about the flight that she was working is that it was going from Atlanta to Dallas and that Soldier Boy was on it. And that's it. So as soon as we get that flight number, then we're good to go.
And it was on. It was a Friday. Which Friday was it?
That was this past Friday.
Past Friday.
Right. And the flight had to arrive sometime after like 6:50 because I was at the airport for a while, like walking in circles.
P.M.? Yeah, PM.
Okay.
Hey, Sherry, good morning. You're on Q100.
Oh, I'm a flight attendant for Atlantic Southeast Airlines.
Mm-hmm. Loving you guys.
And the best way to find out, if you know the flight number, you could call in and they could tell you the crew. So if you wanted to, like, say you had a great flight and you wanted to thank the flight attendants, they'll tell you who the crew was.
Mm-hmm. So they can do that. We just got to get that flight number.
Yeah. All you need is the flight number.
Yeah, the key is to getting that flight number.
We're sitting here. We're caught up in the Soulja Boy thing.
Just look it up.
Yeah, and like, you know, I understand that the power of the Soulja Boy sometimes overcomes all else.
Because there's only one Soulja Boy.
Yes, but all you have to do is look up the flight. So it was Atlanta to Dallas direct.
Yeah,
after it landed at 6:15.
And it landed at 6 something. Give me 1 minute.
But wait a second. Was it delayed? Or
was delayed. So it wasn't supposed to land at 6 something. It's supposed to land probably 2 hours earlier.
Would that be reflected online if it was delayed?
Yeah, but I mean, if there's 100 flights, then we got a problem. If there's two. So
Jessica,
you're on it.
Jessica here is
on. On it.
Jessica here is a flight attendant with AirTran. Can help us out. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Hey, I'm awesome. I'm not at the airport, so I'm even better.
I bet. What's going on?
So, okay, for anybody flying on Friday, that sucked, period. But if I can find out, okay, it landed in Dallas at 6 o'clock, right?
No, it's sometimes after that, because she didn't get down to the shuttle until probably about 7:15, 7:30, the shuttle waiting area, so I had to land, like, sometime after 6:50 or around 7 o'clock, I think.
And how late did she say that she was?
Well, they said the whole flight took about 5 hours, so I think they were at the airport, like, I guess, waiting to take off for about 2 hours.
Okay.
So maybe 2 hours.
Okay. What I'm going to do is pull up all the flights that left, and there's not a whole lot of flights to go to Dallas. They're pretty spread out, so I can pull up the crews on each one, and I'll pull it up and just see if I can get some names, and then I can figure it out. So
you think you got it, Joe?
Yeah, it's either flight. It's most likely flight 102 or flight 113.
Okay, cool.
Because if it was,
I will get the names.
Flight 102 is scheduled at 3 o'clock for a 3 o'clock departure to arrive at 4:30. So if she got down to baggage claim at 7:15 and it was delayed 2 hours, that means it arrived at 6:30. So maybe that could be close. And then the other one is 113, which is supposed to arrive at 5:45. So if it was delayed 2 hours, that one wouldn't fit.
So, and two planes with, you know, a handful of crew on each, we're narrowing it down.
Hey, Jessica, let me do this. Let me put you on hold, and we're going to get your phone number, and I'll have producer Tracy work on this with you over, like, the next couple of days, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
You're the best.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Don't go anywhere.
Bye.
Thanks. Don't go anywhere. All right, so at least that's a lead right there, okay?
That's a good
somebody
lead.
On the inside.
That's a solid lead.
That's a really good one. Well, we know people.
Yeah. Well, if you guys have the flight number, the captains, it was a male and female captain.
Okay, okay. That might help Jessica good. Also.
Yeah. Uh-huh, perfect.
Maybe that would help.
Okay.
Great, all right.
Cool, man. All right, let's meet back here in a couple of days. We'll have Tracy start working on this, along with Jessica from AirTran, and we'll see if we can put something together for you, okay?
All right.
All right, man.
I try to think of this from her side of it. It's either really, really romantic or really, really creepy.
Hey, The Burt Show. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.